CQ from WHZIJ, Waterford, Michigan. WACOP. Okay, K88EZF, listening on statewide one.
K88GEF, this is N6WY, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee.
November 6th, Whiskey Yankee. It's a Kilo Alpha 8 Echo Zulu Foxtrot. Name here is Warren. Go ahead.
Not very good. K88EZF. My name here is Dave, D-A-V-E. I'm located in Shelby Township. This is a man, Grandmaster Talk Group, ER2, I see. Or maybe not. I'm looking at my dashboard, and it shows 31261. Now, you could be going through a repeater, and when it comes out my hotspot, it's going to have that Talk Group ID. Not driving about today, or what? Looks like the rain went away.
Yeah, I'm out driving. I'm up near Saginaw, a little bit west of Saginaw. I'm on my way home. I install fire alarm systems, so I get all over the place, and currently on my way home. My home QTH is Lakeview, which is north of Greenville, and if you're not familiar with either of those, I'm kind of halfway between Grand Rapids and Mount Pleasant, is probably a good way to put it, is where my home QTH is. So I've got a little over an hour left to drive. So long drive and lots of radio time.
I did not realize that fire alarm would have a service guy go all over that wide of the area. It must be a pretty major fire alarm company, and you must be doing big commercial buildings.
Well, not a real big company, but that's not terribly unusual. I'm not sure why it is, but sometimes it's because we'll do multiple buildings for the same company so that we kind of get, they've got buildings spread around the state, so we do them also. That's part of it. I happen to be working on upgrading a system in a nursing home right now, and we do, the same company owns several nursing homes, so we do a lot of work for them, do the routine maintenance, and if they need help, we usually get to work doing that. So that's part of it is, these people own several of them around the state, so we go around to maintain them and upgrade them around the state. I work primarily on our install department, working on new stuff or upgrades or something. We have guys that work on just existing systems most of the time. But, we get all over. The company's based out of Lansing, so we actually get all over the place. We're currently working on a system up in St. Helens, up by West Branch. We got a customer we're doing something for up in Charlevoix. But the last one we did for them was in Clawson. So it was a builder. We're doing new buildings. So, we end up, once in a while I'll leave the house, go in one direction, come home from the opposite direction.
That's interesting. It's a good thing you know to go up to leave the house in one direction, come home in the opposite direction. But, I understand why you've got such a wide area now. I'm sitting here making a new program for an old high carrier radio, and right now I'm talking to you on my Inico radio, which is much easier to program, but I tried to copy the cult plug I have in my Inico radio and merge it into the high carrier. Did a pretty good job, but I goofed up on a couple places, and I'm finding the bugs now. So, TGIF network, for example, I didn't put the 5-0 padding in there for some of the talk groups, and as a result, when I use my hotspot, I go out on Grandmaster. Are you using the MiFi system, or are you, or do you have a hotspot in your car?
I'm using the MI5. I'm going through the James Township repeater up here, which is, I think this area I just drove to is kind of on the west side of Saginaw up here. So, yeah, I haven't been on DMR much lately. I kind of go in spurts. I've got this radio in here. I've also got Fusion in here. I only got two radios right now. I quite often will have HF in the vehicle. I just got a new company vehicle a couple months ago. So I finally got the DMR radio and the Fusion radio installed with antennas and everything. And at some point, I'll probably put an HF radio in here too, but haven't had time to work on that yet. Go ahead.
Okay, I understand. Job, takes a while to get all your radios in, but I think the MI5 system is probably the world's greatest. You know, the California, Southern California group's got a great DMR system, and one thing I like about my High Terror, it's got a good roaming feature in it. I guess it's the one they copied from Motorola. Now, before they got sued, they put it in my radio. And it's kind of neat to just drive around and roam from repeater to repeater. I think Janesville Township is one of the roaming systems I got in my handy talkie. It's kind of limited. I can only put about 15 of the sites in there and for the roam, because that's all I can put in one zone. But anyway, that's interesting, and hopefully people will start using this MI5 system more. I'm in range of a Mountain Climbers repeater very easily, but I got a very short, stubby antenna on my handy talkie, and for my computer room, even with a good gain antenna on the handy talkie, it is hard to get from my computer room. If I go upstairs, I can hit it very easily. So that's why I'm using a hotspot right now.
Yeah, I've never used a hotspot. One of the advantages of having radio is it fills in those gaps where the phone doesn't work. I drive through several places where the phone doesn't work, so if I was using a hotspot, I wouldn't have internet constantly out here on the road anyways. But now, I usually have enough radios. I can find somebody to talk to. You know, if I'm not on here, I got all the analog repeaters. I've got Fusion. This is kind of neat because you can drive around the state. I've got it. What I do is I don't have the roaming feature, you know, like the Motorola's do, but I'll scan and that'll usually grab it. If there's a question whether I'm in range of them, I've got the repeaters frequencies in here and analog. So if you're not sure if you're in range of one of the repeaters, if you scan an analog, you'll hear the beacon go out once a minute. So I'll scan them in analog till I hear one of them, and then I know, okay, that's the one I'm in range of, and then I can go try that one. So my radio won't automatically pick up the beacons like the Motorola's or your Hytera that will there for the roaming feature, but you can kind of do it. If you want to scan an analog, you can find if you're in range of one of them that way. So I've got the all the repeater channels in an programmed in an analog. So I'm not sure if I'm in range of one. I'll just hit scan, and within a minute, you should pick up the beacon if you're in range of one of them.
Well, that's an interesting technique. I'm gonna have to keep that in mind next time I travel. So, the Anytone is my traveling radio. If I go out of town and there's a DMR talk group that I want to talk to, and I know the repeater frequency, I can just do it from the front panel very easily. Put that thing in and make a new, add a new talk group and half a dozen if I want to very easily without breaking up the computer. So that's one advantage of the newer Chinese radios. You can program them on the road very easily, and also they got that digital monitor. As a substitute for that digital monitor, or what Motorola calls promiscuous mode, I do a receive group. The trouble with receive group, you can only make a receive group for the same time slot. You can't mix the time slots in one receive group. So it's had to be either all time slot one or all time slot two. And the disadvantage with DMR when you scan, it takes a lot more power. I guess you can't use the battery save feature while scanning. But if you got hooked up to mobile car supply power, that doesn't matter to you. You know, it's insignificant, really, unless you're on a battery.
Yeah, I'm in a mobile anyways. I got a, you know, it's a, I don't know what this is, 40 or 50 watt mobile. It's Connect Systems 800 when I'm on. And yeah, unfortunately, any changes I want to make in this, I got to do through, you know, with the laptop. So, although that's not horribly inconvenient because I always have a laptop with me. I use it for work. So there is a laptop, but if I want to make a change, I got to pull the program up and change it and dump it to the radio. So yeah, it's one thing I don't like about it. The Fusion radios are a little easier to do that stuff with, but the nice thing about DMR, if you got them programmed right, you don't even got to touch them. You haven't got to mess with it. You just go to the table you want and go. And so, I don't know. I can't say I'm that crazy about the digital. I would rather, I like the FM, to be perfectly honest. But, it's just another mode. It's got some cool advantages, that's for sure. A friend of mine got his license a couple of years ago, and he lives down in the Dayton area. So we both bought Fusion radios, and we've been using those so we can talk back and forth when he's at home and I'm at home. But we probably could have done the same thing with DMR, provided we found someplace to get into DMR. But with these, he'd have to find a way to get into these talk groups, I think. I think you're only limited to just a few on the MI5. So we decided to go to Fusion, and that works if we want to talk. But he did get upgraded to General, but I haven't got him set up on the air. We have yet to make an HF contact. So, but no, I don't have HF in the mobile right now. But I enjoy that too. Some of these drives are long enough. It's nice to get out there and play some HF while you're driving too. KEZF.
KEZF. KCWY. Yeah, it is. You know, I don't do much traveling now, but when I did, I used to know all the repeaters along the road and have them programmed in order in my memory. So when I pass a certain mile marker, I know that's where the repeater is. I just do the click and one click over. If I get to the next location, it's another one click over. So I, usually drove on interstates, of course, and looking at the mile markers, I knew where my memory, where the repeater was. In fact, I think I had a name that's in the mile marker. So that's how I did it before the days of roaming systems. That's a technique I use. Well, Warren, I think I'm going to have to say 73s. I'm going to get back to my co-plug here and test it out. I'm getting kind of anxious here, and hopefully it will work. It works fine now, but I got just a few bugs in. It's almost perfect. So I get my old radio up going again. It's kind of a neat old radio. I enjoy using it. I think the Anytone is great, too. And I may buy another DMR radio. I've got three of them already, but I don't know why I need another one. I'm just looking at what's out on the market, and I say, hey, that's a neat feature. I know one of them, you can use them as a repeater. You talk on time slot one, and it will repeat on time slot two, and it's like a portable repeater, but I don't know how well that would work. So anyway, I'm going to say 73s and chat with you later. KA8. EZF, this is N6WY.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Agree with you 100%. You know, the pond has only so many fish, and if you start dividing the pond and segregating them, the fish can't get together as easily as they could. So anyway, 73s, talk to you later. K8EZF, this is N6WY.
KAPP Mobile on 5-1.